WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 8th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 radio and also available on podcast platforms 3 days after you hear it on the radio. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and growing since 1979 when I opened it. Joining me is, of course, the guru of the common man and the guru of the Krispy Kreme and somewhat of the Waffle House. Wow. And what animal are you protecting in East Ridge?
I think it's a water buffalo.
Water buffalo. I want to see if you remember that.
Would you turn my headset down a little bit?
No, I won't. I'd ask you before.
You did. No, we're good. Thank you. That's okay. Perfect.
All right.
Hi. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, I woke up and went to bed right there in one sentence. That's fantastic. It's going to be a hell of a show. We got, ladies and gentlemen, one week he's on nicotine, the next week he's on ketamine. We're fantastic.
I'm as far up as you can go and as far down.
Oh, you're not down right now.
I'm not down mostly.
You're chill.
I was in the what we call K-hole, okay? Have you ever been in the K? Look at his face, Kurt. We got Dr. Daring here. We're both like, oopsie. Ed just said something that's a little bit spicy.
We talk about K-holes on the radio show.
Yep. But it's called ketamine hole. Nothing to refer to any genders, okay?
Wow. I didn't go down that road. I was okay. Wow.
Yeah, you started
the ketamine journey must be a real doozy you go through. A doozy of a journey.
It was a doozy. Here's what's so cool about it.
What dragons did you slay today?
I actually went back to where I lived when I was 10 years old at 3915 Midland Pike, because I can visit anything in my past when I'm in the right place in the ketamine trip.
The K-hole, yeah.
I do that. I do ketamine for health reasons. Yes, I do. Don't think I'm doing it for other reasons. I'm not. I'm doing it for memory, neuroplasticity. And Clint's making me laugh because he's smirking. I'm telling the truth, Clint. I'm doing it for health.
I know.
And it keeps me from being...
Mental health is health.
Thank you.
We've talked about that. I'm trying to give you know, throw you a lifeline over here.
Some people say mental health is health.
Some say.
So what I did today, I can't always do this, but I can dial back just like a... You know how you used to go to the public library and pull those file cards out and you could look for any book?
A card catalog.
It's called, they don't have them anymore, which is good. But I remember many years of doing that. And I thought it was pretty cool. You go look up things and you could find some things you wanted. Well, I can do that in the ketamine hole with memories. So I went back to 3915 Midland Pike.
Right.
My dad and I lived together and we had this big house. It was spooky as all get out. And I just replayed exactly the flooring, the steps, the smell, the little, you know how those windows are that you roll and they had the little
hand cranks.
Hand crank windows that were, there were small little pieces of glass and they just built on each other all the way up.
Yeah, they're like louvers. Yeah,
louvers. And I so remember standing there in the morning waiting for a friend of mine to come pick me up for fifth grade, fourth grade, sixth grade. And I would sit there and I would kind of roll those little windows. It was like I was standing there at 9 years old rolling the window, and the window was a little cold. So it had a little bit of frost on it, and I'm looking at it.
Was it good?
Oh, excellent. Beautiful memories.
Do you ever wake up crying, or do you come out of it crying?
Never.
Or angry?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Right. Well, when you realize that there's really no separation between all of us. We're actually, there's a piece of all of us. It's a oneness, and that oneness has total peace no matter what happens. But
right.
yesterday we did an 18 to 80 podcast, you did, with myself and Matt Davis. Yep. I loved it on creatine.
Yeah, I just released it. You can find it at 18to80podcast.com, and it was a really good one, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you both.
And what's your other podcast? How do you get to all of your podcasts?
You go to all of them. Just find all of them. I got them about politics and crime and health and business and the Constitution and politics. Just go to Nooga, N-O-O-G-A, podcast.com. And podcast is plural. So it's NoogaPodcast.com. And you can find all of those. Plus, I carry other ones like Stone on Air from Brian Stone, Out of the Chair with Matt Patty, the beard guy, local beard.
Yeah.
And Dayfire Podcast with my buddy Dawson Wheeler from Rock Creek Outfitters. He founded it and sold it years ago.
Beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Beautiful.
And then you can find this podcast also on your favorite podcast platforms.
Yes.
Just real quick, to tell you the biggest difference, Ed and I are so much alike in so many ways.
Ooh.
But,
okay.
We are different in so many ways. I would never do that. I'm risk averse. I would never do the ketamine. I would never fly a plane. I would never... you can say what you want as far as, but it says something about me.
You would never date four different women at once?
Married.
My wife.
She'd be pissed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My wife limits me to just one at a time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's the whole biblical thing. But you just live your life, Ed. But yeah, I wouldn't do ketamine either. I've talked to him about it. I'm afraid I would get stuck. Some people shouldn't. You've talked about this.
Absolutely.
And I'm one of those people that should not.
Yeah,
I agree. I would not either. I'd come out of it stuck in 1986.
I'm such a mental control freak that I don't even drink.
Well, that's where you start, you know what? As you get closer to your mortality, you will have to learn to surrender. And when you're a freak about details, it's not going to be your friend. So I'm learning to surrender. I actually thought I was not going to come back today.
Oh, really?
There was a moment of it's all dissolving and there's no rebuilding of this dissolution of myself, and it was something else. And here's the cool thing, and I don't mean to talk about this a lot, but Scenic City Neurotherapy is where I go. Very professional. Charles is amazing for his how he puts the medical parts to this puzzle to eliminate any risk. But again, it's not for everybody. But I had, the Fleem brothers here, Clint and I, we've been having this stupid little nagging cough for several weeks. I'm 90% gone. I've never been sick but one single day, but I had a nagging cough. So I'm completely in the depths of this ketamine trip, and my body has to cough. And it was the oddest thing I have ever felt, because I could see the body shake. I could hear the body cough, and I wasn't the body. But yet I knew that there was something coughing and shaking, but that something really wasn't me. And it was an epiphany because I'm not this body. And that was so apparent when I coughed and realized that the person or the essence looking at the body wasn't me. So,
that is just between me and you, that's a great way to get people never to take ketamine.
You're exactly right.
Absolutely. If I was to make a video on why people don't want to take ketamine, I was coughing and it wasn't me. Yeah, I was looking at me like it's not me, but
sounds
it is.
Sounds almost like a near-death experience.
That's a pretty good explanation.
All-life experience.
That's what it is for me.
It's
an
all-life experience. Okay.
Yes, I know Kurt wants to talk about this, so we're going to have Dr. Deering talk about things in the second segment. But he brought it up to me yesterday, and I was one step ahead of you yesterday, as normal, usually one step ahead, sometimes two. But it's so odd, and you deal with this in politics all the time, where someone will be defending, and all of a sudden one day they wake up and they're like not defending, and they're actually telling the other side that they were right the whole time.
Oh,
just like the White House girl who's was the press release and just came out with a book completely.
Yeah, she's leaving the Democratic Party independent.
Well, guess what? Well, the makers of Tylenol have launched a proactive support dietary supplement to promote joint comfort mobility. That's what Dr. Deering was telling me, but I did it just an hour before he told me. So, but the new supplement features called Tamiflex. It's a blend of turmeric, which is like curcumin, and tamarind, and it's been clinically shown to improve joint comfort. Wow, they just discovered this, Dr. Deering. Huh. I think we talked about it 25 years ago, but all of a sudden Tylenol's discovered it. So now it's going to be the number one selling pain relief product in the U.S. as far as a non-pharmaceutical, they hope. It's going to sell for $19.99 for a month's supply, and it'll be sold at Amazon, Walmart, and CVS. So
And what's it got in it again?
The name will be Tamiflex, T-A-M-A-F-L-E-X. And as Dr. Kurt Dehring and myself agree, turmeric is not the choice. It's curcumin for multiple reasons, because it's the same plant, but curcumin is more purified and it's also stronger. And you can talk all about that if you want.
Well, the only thing I have to say about it, I looked it up to see exactly what it is. And first of all, what we do know about curcumin, which I'm assuming, and looking at this, they're calling it turmeric, however you want to pronounce it. They're calling it that, but they're really talking about curcuma longa, which is the extract from it. And what you're looking for is anytime you're looking at taking something that's turmeric, you really want to know how much curcuminoids are in it.
Yes.
This doesn't even say how many are
really?
In it. Really? All we know is it's 250 milligrams of a complex of tamarine. And the second ingredient, so anytime you have a complex, the main ingredient in there is the most. The second ingredient is the second most. And so the second most ingredient in here is the curcumin. And so what we do know is that it's less than 125 milligrams that's in this. And that even by itself, if that was pure curcuminoids, which is not, that would be great. But the thing about curcumin is when you get it into your any supplement you take or anything you put into your body is only as good as what you absorb. So you can take stuff all day long. If you're not absorbing it, what good is it? Well, so I'm looking. The biggest problem with curcumin is absorption. Very little of it gets absorbed at all. So you've got to do something. Most people add pepper, papain to it to get that'll get you 2,000% more of an increase, or 2,000 times more increase in absorption of curcumin. This doesn't have any of that in there.
Wow.
It doesn't, and sometimes we'll use, for instance, the one I like the most uses turmeric essential oil. It's using part of the own plant to actually get six times more absorption than what pepper will get you. And there's actually Natural Factors makes one that's even more absorption into it. But back to my point, which is I don't see anything in this that's getting you to absorb.
And what's the name of this product? One more time.
Tamiflex.
Tamiflex.
It's called Tamiflex. And it's also got something in it called Q-actin, which is a cucumber extract.
Yeah.
Never knew that till now, and you probably knew it because you're in this world.
Is that it right there? Just so I know looking at it. Is that the product Tamiflex, or is that something different?
That looks is like something different.
Okay, go ahead. My bad.
This is actually called, I'll look at it.
But yeah, go ahead.
But Tylenol is the one that's putting out. And so the way I see this is two different ways. One way we can embrace this and say, wow, Big Pharma or Farm is finally coming around and seeing that there's something good in this world, and they're going. The other one, you could, of course, they've got studies with this that are showing that it's working, and it's worked better than a placebo at people's joints and motions. I like the way one of their things they talked about in it was saying that you would use this for long-term mobility and increased motion and stuff, and basically saying you wouldn't. Kind of keeping the Tylenol factor in there is for your acute pain relief. And I'm thinking, no, I want acute pain relief. I'm not going to Tylenol. Mm-hmm. I'm going to curcumin. It's going to do a better job. It's been shown in studies to work better than Tylenol. It's been shown to work better than ibuprofen. Yes. But anyway, my biggest problem with this is I don't know where they're going with it. Are they, you know, there could be a conspiracy side of it that says that they want to somehow demean curcumin in some way.
I don't think so. I think they want to join the party.
Yeah, well, that is an optimistic way of looking at it, and I hope that's what it is, because it could open the door to, you know.
It can give us some credibility to those naysayers out there who've always said that we're not backed up with
the
research.
Yeah, why would a big company like this all of a sudden be doing what we've been talking about for decades?
And they're not going to do that to lose money, but we got to move on.
Okay.
We got to make a break.
We talked about one time. Well, all right. Well, I'll
break.
Go ahead.
We got a break. We got a break.
There you go, Clint. Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, it's time to take a break.
Oh, are we?
That's okay. What we say.
That's
and
odd.
When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Kurt Dehring, clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World, and the two of us will be discussing more points, a little bit more on this Tylenol thing and the curcumin.
I like how you said the two of you. Clint's out on this one, apparently. Y'all go ahead and talk. I'm fine.
The way I worded it, Clint, Dr. Dehring, and the two of us. That means you were included in the club, okay?
Oh, sensitive feeling.
So that, as we continue, for Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Dr. Dehring, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize U, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again, so find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones, Clint Powell, and today Dr. Kurt Deering are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done now for 7+ years. I got to get a word in before Motor Mouth over here starts.
I'm sorry.
No, not Clint. I wasn't talking to Clint. Yeah. We got two lectures coming up, the harms of glyphosate. And the reason I'm excited about this is going to be on June 10th, Tuesday, very soon. And that'll be from 6 to 8. But this gentleman has invented a weed killer that is completely safe for your dogs, children, and anything that's exposed to it except for pests. I don't know the details, but he's wanting to change the world with this invention because glyphosate was patented as an antibiotic back in the early 70s. It is on many of our foods. It is causing leaky gut, which then causes immune dysfunction, blank, 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 all the way down the list. And that's why we have to be cautious about eating processed foods, unhealthy foods, corn, soy, all those are sprayed with it. And then secondly, Optimize Your Fertility will be on June 11th from 6 to 7. Katie Poole is an amazing expert on how to set yourself up for success if you're in the reproductive years, which none of the three of us are, but I don't think.
Aren't men always in the reproductive?
Oh, that's right. I am in the reproductive. You're right. Of course. Thank you for bringing that to my attention and to the attention of listeners.
I don't know. I think we're a catalyst to the reproduction system. I've never been in my reproductive years. I've never reproduced anything, but yeah. And I've helped the process, but...
Oh, okay.
No one's ever said, man.
It takes two to tango.
Well, yeah, but I've never been the reproducer of that. I don't know. Science has pretty well borne me out through history. No one in this room's ever reproduced any child, but y'all keep going.
And your machine's worn out, too, by this stage.
We are half of the DNA.
Yes.
Yeah, and we did change diapers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We do the hard part, really. I mean...
Hold on a second. Let do the Homer Simpson back himself into the bushes on this one. Yeah. How do you feel to be in a room by yourself there, Doctor?
Hey, for anybody who doesn't know, Dr. Kurt Deering joined Nutrition World how long ago?
I joined full-time in November.
Yeah, November.
And I got my feet wet a little bit in August.
Yep, and been just a blessing for everyone. He helps not only the staff to learn more, but he gets through the complexities of a lot of questions that no one could answer but him with his 30 plus years of experience as a clinical pharmacist. That means he's dealt with patients for all these years with association with doctors, and just love having him here. So what's on your mind today?
Well, just to finish that conversation we had when I was so rudely cut off.
break.
Yeah. I was going to say, it wasn't that long ago I was talking about how this Tylenol, acetaminophen, is not as safe as we once thought it was, that it actually can be GI toxic. It can actually decrease glutathione levels in the body, which is the major detoxifier. And we kind of, you said, why did it take us so long to figure this out? Why did it take 30, 40, however long, it's been 50 years on the market for Tylenol. Why did it take so long to figure this out? Well, maybe there's enough people that figured out now that even the own company that probably doesn't make much money off Tylenol anymore. I mean, they probably still make a decent amount of money off of it, but most acetaminophen is just generic. But anyway, maybe now that we finally learned all these things, they figured they needed to come out with something else.
Well, I want to say this, and then I'll hand it to you and Ed to get into the serious weeds on what the topics are today. But when we were reading on it, it says they provided research. This is that Tylenol Tamiflex you were talking about. The company provided research does not explicitly state how well it is absorbed. The curcumin is absorbed. It just the end results show that there's some improvement on the inflammation and the pain. But I'm curious because what you said before we went to the break was it's the absorption of it that counts, not how much you're taking. Because if you take a bunch and none of it's absorbed, nothing does you no good.
Exactly.
But I think it's odd that the research on that is not provided. So it makes me wonder if it's, you know, any attributions they're given may just be to the Tylenol product and not to the curcumin, just to make so they can make money off saying they're this holistic product. I would make, if I were really going to dive into the holistic world, I would actually make sure that if that's real, say, by the way, here's the absorption rate, because they know people in your industry are going to care about that.
Exactly.
But they've kind of bypassed it with just trust us.
Yeah. Back to you. The name of it is Proactive Support, by the way. Yeah. So I'd be interested to know, Ed, as the owner of Nutrition World, would you have this on your shelf? Sorry, I didn't mean to put you
in. Wow. Oh, I cannot bring in the enemy camp after all these years. I'm not going to turn my cheek the other side. Nope, not going to do it, because you kind of reference this. We don't really know what's behind it. I do believe it's just profits only to serve the stockholders, but it is, again, an insult to 40 or 50 years of trying to convince the pharmaceutical and other people on the other side of the fence that there is validity to the green pharmacy. All of a sudden, they're starting to say, yes, we were right, but they're acting like they invented it. That's the whole catch. No one ever gives this industry credit for all the 80 plus years of being the brave souls who powered through all of the negativity in order to make this industry stay and last.
But that being said, you got to admit, though, there is supplements out there that give us a bad name because they aren't the quality that we have at Nutrition World. And a matter of fact, I was looking at a study that said that they took curcumin off the internet. They ordered it off the internet. And that 70% of the curcumin that they tested
was synthetic curcumin, which is basically not going to do you any good, actually may be harmful. And you asked me to be prepared a couple weeks ago, and I don't think we ever talked about it, but you wanted me to, there was a sort of a hit piece on NBC.
Yes.
Where they went after curcumin. I think they called it turmeric on the show. And they went after, did a hit piece showing a guy that was having liver toxicity due to the curcumin he ordered off his internet. And, you know, and what that leaves is a bad taste in people's mouths when they watch it, saying stuff like supplements can cause problems and can cause all these problems and stuff. And I'm thinking, where did NBC ever do anything on the pharmaceuticals and the potential damage they can do, the potential side effects and potential? And so I looked at some statistics, and it was 20,000 people a year have to go to the emergency room because of some kind of supplement side effect, and only 2,000 of those ever get admitted. The death rate, at a minimum, the death rate from pharmaceuticals is 225,000 people a year die from pharmaceuticals. Depending on how you want to look at it, that can be the third leading cause of death. So it's on. But when is there ever been a story on the dangers of the COVID vaccine? You know, because we know that at a minimum 38,000 people.
If you see them, they're usually from the extremist or some sort of conspiracy side. You don't really, they're starting to do more mainstream reporting on the COVID stuff, but forever, for the last 5 years, it's been very iffy.
Yeah. And the truth is that the reason they don't have articles and they don't do stories on the pharmaceuticals is because they own them.
Right.
They may not own them financially, but when all of your income is coming in from advertising from a pharmaceutical company,
yes,
are you going to say something negative about it? You're not.
No.
So they have bought their influence.
Bingo.
They have bought their influence and their protection. Because if you look at the commercials, they're just dumb. They don't do much for advertising their own product. And they start talking about all the numerous side effects they have with them. If you listen to it, you'd never take it because there's so many side effects that are serious that it would scare you off of it. But they're not doing it to promote that drug. They're doing it for the influence that they get from NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News.
Yeah, but they're also doing it to get credibility with the doctors. It justifies what doctors are saying in the room because the patients have heard about it on the TV. So it's that reinforcement of marketing. That's how that works. Yeah,
it's all the above.
And I saw a great article, and again, sorry to interject. I know we have a few minutes left, but if RFK or if the government ever were to ban, like they did cigarettes, you can't advertise cigarettes. If they were to ban advertising, watch the media moguls start collapsing.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If our industry had the money, we would then become the one chosen ones.
Well, what will happen is they'll have to act, I don't mean this in a bad way, but they'll have to start working for their living to sell some advertising to other companies.
There you go. And, you know, to hear that from a clinical pharmacist of someone of your experience, I mean, that says a lot. Now, I know a lot of people in your field are starting to wake up, but there's still the bigger percentage haven't.
Yeah,
it's hard to convince a man of something when their income involves them believing in something else. It really is because, you know, it's hard. We have to support families. And
I'll say, though, the biggest percentage are like me. It's just they don't know any better. Mm-hmm. I did not know any better. You know, I knew there was good stuff out there in the nutraceutical world, but I just didn't know how much there was. I didn't know how effective it was. I didn't know there was studies behind it, you know, and so on and on. But anyway, I want to move on to, I just wanted to get two other things out. I know that I talked about a case study where we're going to talk about a lot of people coming in to see me that have cancer. They're going to their oncologist and they're looking for ways can they improve their outcomes. And indeed, there is data out there that shows you can improve outcomes. Before I get to that, though, I just want one other thing I wanted to get out was an article that supports something I had stated in an earlier program. And that is, can we pull medications away from people and actually have a beneficial outcome? And then here's a study that was done recently where the title of it was The War Against Polypharmacy, a new cost-effective geriatric palliative approach for improving drug therapy in disabled elderly people. So basically they went into this elderly program and they took away a third of their medications, and I can get to the detail. They basically took away 2.8, on average, 2.8 drugs per patient. And the
and after a year, they went back and looked at them. After 1 year, mortality rate was 45% in the control group. So 45% of the people they did nothing to had a mortality, had died. And the 21% in the study group. So that's a statistically significant difference that when you start to pull away more medications from people that are having polypharmacy, you're going to have better outcomes. That's the second time I've mentioned that. And that's, yeah. That's an, becoming a recurring theme, is that polypharmacy in our elderly is a dangerous thing. And just so everybody know, I'm not trying to plug myself, but I'll plug myself into saying that's what I do. Most people that come in to see me are on probably an average of 7-8 medications. And after hopefully consulting with their doctor about it and going through the literature and the studies and the information I provide, a lot of them will make decisions that it's to in their best interest that they get off some of these medications. But back to my case study, did you want to comment on that?
Nope, you go right ahead. You got about 90 seconds left.
Wow, I'm never going to get to these case studies.
Okay, 120 seconds.
Basically, then let's just fly through it. Then I'll just mention them, and then I'll say what I can say about each one. But the ones that can actually help you, your chemotherapy work better, and in some cases they work really well on their own. We're not supporting necessarily self-treatment, but you know some people do make a decision sometimes that they are not going to do chemotherapy again. Matter of fact, what is it they say? Chemotherapy can save your life. Chemotherapy can disable or kill you. Chemotherapy can cure your cancer. Chemotherapy can give you cancer.
There you go.
Anyway, andrographis is one.
And we also always say that check with your doctor before doing any of these things.
Absolutely.
This is to empower your body to be healthier for any journey. And that just happens to be, you name the disease, we want to empower the body to be stronger.
And look at it, andrographis. For a control group, for untreated, they're talking about the number of cancer cells that were eliminated. Using the chemotherapy agent, I won't name it, but 25% reduction in cancer cells. With the andrographis by itself, 75% reduction. Combo the
two.
Let
me ask you this. How many oncologists, if you ask them what is andrographis, would know what that is?
They would not.
No, any. No. Not no. One single person.
And that you combine those two? You get 90% reduction. Now, that's a particular kind of cancer and stuff, so you can't just take, that's colon cancer, just so you know.
And that comes out of a book by Terry, Terry Talks Nutrition, who I know Terry Limeron, unbelievably skilled person.
And then there's berberine. Berberine, same way. Untreated, looking at the number of cancer cells, a reduction. With the drug, you can get about a 10% reduction, berberine about a 50. The combine the two, you get a 75% reduction. So it helps these things work better. My favorite, curcumin, we talked about it last week, and there being 7,900 studies alone on curcumin when it comes to, and then when you, it curcumin more than doubled the remission rate of myeloma. So then you've got the next thing after curcumin, I know that melatonin is one that helps synergistically help a lot of these things work better. There is French grapeseed extract, which is I use a lot for my heart patients. But this has also been shown to be a strong ally against tumors. So those are the five things. When people come into us at Nutrition World and they're saying, I need help, of course, we always say, we're here to empower you. We're not your oncologist. But if you want to bring this information to your oncologist and show them the information that we can provide you, and we actually have a book that we give them that has a whole chapter on, hey, doctor that's treating you, here's information that you maybe haven't thought about, and so that they can get sort of a talk to them directly on why this could be good for your patient. And we promise to do no harm, and why wouldn't you want to do the best for your patient?
I love that. You made it very concise, and I always love the oncologist. And there are some who I love honesty when they say, you know what, I'll be honest with you. I don't really know a lot about that, but what I do know is I feel that it's relatively safe. And if you feel comfortable with that, I feel comfortable with that. That's the kind of conversation that I really appreciate, because I don't expect them to know, but I also don't expect them to have a massive bias that instantly they have a reflex that says, heck no, if you do those, I'm firing you and you're not going to be treated by me. So the arrogance of medicine needs to lessen. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Dehring.
And I just got a call from my cousin yesterday who beat cancer several years back, but it's back. Mm-hmm. And then we don't know if it's the same one, mm-hmm. but he's got it. It's in his brain.
And I was basically saying he doesn't know if he wants to go with that fight again.
That is an often comment that I hear from and people said, on second rounds.
And then when I started mentioning, hey, we've got stuff that can help you, mm-hmm. and it was like, I don't even know if I want to do that. And I'm like, yep. No, but what you don't understand is this can actually help you feel better. Even feel if better you don't survive, you can actually feel better during this.
Very good advice, Dr. Deering. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, I want to introduce everybody to a new physician assistant in town, and I am so excited about joining as a partnership with this gentleman. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Dr. Deering, and Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. You know, I love moments in time when something's announced that I have thought of, kind of dreamed of for not just years, but for many, many years. I want to introduce physician's assistant Chris Lazoo to Vital Health Radio. Welcome.
Chris. Hello.
Yes, Chris is joining the team. And when I say the team, a little bit different than any other parts of the nutritional wellness complex. You know, if you've heard us before a little bit, we haven't spoke much, but Be Well, which is the lab that's always been doing the blood testing with a wonderful person, Marlene, on the lower level of Nutrition World. Well, they've moved in conjunction with expanding the services. And those services will be the blood testing will continue. But in addition to that, they're going to have IVs, walk-in IVs for all kind of reasons, from dehydration, energy, detoxing. People have hangovers. Sometimes they do it. Flu, other areas of concern. But the biggest, most exciting part is we've found, and someone found us, that has a vast amount of years of experience in the traditional medical model of acute injuries, acute care, acute sicknesses, and that is Chris. So again, we are thrilled to have you part of this new plan, but I'm going to let him kind of tell about his history. But what's going to happen is right down the road from Nutrition World, I mean, one single block. It is in those buildings that's right across, right next to where the Boy Scout entrance is there on Lehigh Way, and it's building 101. We'll be having signs up soon that will be listing Be Well Labs, and also down the road, another month, will be the Vital Health Wellness. And what that means is you will have the opportunity now to, if you're feeling under the weather, you're feeling you need questions answered, you're not sure about something, and you want someone who has vast experience to do the examination, do the blood testing, give you the kind of information that you would like to get in a quick, timely manner, that also understands and believes with a toolbox of green pharmacy, balancing drugs with, let's figure out if you take this drug, what nutrient deficiencies it may cause so we can address those. And also, just a perfect example, if you're on, you know, if you have strep throat and you need antibiotic, well, you know what? Let's choose the right probiotic in addition to that. So, Chris, you are going to be the man, aren't you?
I hope so.
You're not hoping. You are going to be
You're
the
too
man.
Far into hope now, man. There's no hope now where you're at. Yeah.
Tell us about your experience. I know you've explained it to me, but where did you start and how many years ago?
11 years ago now. I think 2014 was when I started practicing.
Okay.
And that was in Savannah, Georgia. But I started in urgent care there. I've dabbled in family care. I've kind of been forced to do family care over the time, and I did 2 years in ortho.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you do in ortho? Just the normal?
I was with a surgeon who did just general orthopedic surgery.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of knee replacements and hip replacements, a lot of carpal tunnel, you know, knee scopes, things.
Yeah, I certainly honor that because Dr. Higgins did my double hip replacement 2 years ago, 3 weeks, 4 hours, and 20 minutes ago. I got double hip replacement, and
I hope there's not a lot of wrecks from people pulling over to write that info down.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah. So I honor anybody in that field. I think there's certain fields in medicine I so respect and others that I wish could get better. One is eye doctors, and one is certainly people who deliver babies and the orthopedics. Those are my, and surgeons. Those all four are my big hitters on that.
Can I ask just a quick
you
question?
Many you. Questions,
so,
Clint.
Well, I'm curious. We kind of had a little talk when I was doing a walkthrough down there at the new place, which looks unbelievable. It's
Thank
really
you.
Nice.
Thank you.
But if you're okay with it, unless I'm getting the cart before the horse, I'd like to know what kind of brought you from where you're at to where you're at and where you were to where you're
yes.
at now. Because I think that's a good story. And I'm starting to see more people like Thera up at Nutrition World, Dr. Deering. I'm starting to see this migration in the blend of the two worlds. Can you just tell us a little bit about that journey?
Yeah. So I was getting pretty frustrated with people just getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And I wasn't able to help them anymore. I'd try to give them advice, and everybody was just keep getting sicker and sicker. And modern medicine didn't seem to have any answers. All the protocols stayed the same, or they got even more strict on certain things, but not strict on other things. And one day I got frustrated and emailed everybody in town that was doing holistic functional stuff. I met with a few people before Ed, but Ed was the really one that kicked it off for me. And he got me connected with Marlene, and it's been going ever since then. But I mean, I guess I really woke up after COVID. Because a lot of the things they were saying didn't make any sense medically.
Really? Were you stuck? And again, I'm not hijacking the conversation, so you guys can jump back in. But during COVID, and then we won't make it all about that, but were you stuck in a place where people were asking you, because you're a medical professional, so you're in this world where you have the top-down pressure from the industry that you've believed in and been trained through, right? That's how you make your money, and that's what you owe them. Now you have this pressure from people who trust you. And then there's the common sense versus what I've been trained. Was it a stressful time? A lot of my friends that were doctors and stuff talk about how it was stressful.
Yeah.
Was it really weird for you?
It's very lonely. Like, I talk to a lot of people who do the same stuff, and it's we're all very alone.
Really?
In the medical world, and it's very strange.
Did you feel that way before COVID, or was that a catalyst? Was that the turning point?
It was mostly after COVID.
Yeah.
What a common story.
Yeah, but real quick, I'd like them to talk about that. I've not heard it described that way.
The loneliness part?
Yeah, that's a big deal to me, because we look at it with political lens and binary choices, but we forget how it might put certain people into a room by themselves.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because the turning of the attitude is not uncommon, but what you did say is somewhat uncommon. So
how did that manifest itself?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, in the urgent care world, you're kind of left alone anyway. They want you to practice by yourself. They want you to see, you know, if you can, 50 a day.
50?
Yeah, it's pretty
nice. Wow.
It's ridiculous.
And if it's the easy stuff, you can do that pretty easily. Like, if everybody came in with strep, you know, it's pretty easy.
Check, yeah.
But it's not. You know, they're coming in with intense abdominal pain that you have to send to the ER, and, you know, possible chest pains, you know, you got the cardiac patients you're dealing with, and it takes a while. And lacerations, you know, you can't do that in 5 minutes.
No.
But how to describe how it was lonely.
The clinic, by the way, is Vital Health Wellness Clinic.
Yes, thank you.
And did you hear that echoed? Was that that feeling of loneliness? Was that echoed when you started sharing that with other people in your industry, or did y'all not talk? Were you like, I don't know if I should share my feelings?
Providers and patients.
Oh yeah.
Like, patients were afraid to talk about it, and I would be open with them about my concerns with the industry, and they'd be like, oh man, it's so nice to hear from somebody. And I'm like, you're not alone, man. Everybody talks like this.
Yeah.
Patient wise, that I talk to.
Yeah.
But they make us feel like islands in some of those industries, and like, you don't have anybody above you to ask for help. The doctors are very distant nowadays. They're just signing charts. And then you don't have any peers near you because you're practicing by yourself.
Especially if you're conversing in our type of conversation of integrative health and medicine.
Right.
I'm sure.
And we don't talk like that in modern medicine.
I mean, you're going to be shunned.
Are you looking forward to that part?
I love the collaborative nature of all this so far.
Well, the thing is, with us, you have a complete supportive staff. I mean, from Dr. Daring
for sure,
and Thera, and all the other health professionals that we have. Julianne, who's a registered dietitian. I mean, nobody has on board as many of the professionals. Marlene, all those people.
Herbalist that's now.
Lena.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, though, that I've learned from Dr. Daring and talking to Thera, too, is a lot of people, it seems like, in the medical industry, get to a certain point and they've learned.
Yep.
They've hit their ceiling. And
exactly.
The people here that have kind of migrated, whether it's here, wherever you're listening around the country, if you find doctors like yourself or PAs like yourself and Dr. Nearing, it's the curious nature. It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. At some point, you become a truth seeker, and then once you become a truth seeker, you start looking into the answers and the truth, and that it starts changing everything. It's not to say everything in the medical world is wrong. It's just to say that not everything is right, and that's for dang sure.
I love it.
And I just think what's weird, I'm loving the Maha movement. I'm loving where we are right now. I'm loving the change. And I think back when I was at the health department for those years, how I didn't even, like, I was, I don't know if scared's the right word, but you're hesitant to even mention. People were driving through and picking up COVID tests from us, and that's all we did for them. So you test positive, what do you do? We didn't give them any advice on what to do. If I had to do that over again, of course, I probably would have got turned down for some weird reason. I'd have said, we need to be putting packets together for these people where we give them big doses of vitamin D, big doses of vitamin C. We give them some quercetin with zinc, and actually do something for them instead of just, you're positive, then isolate yourself, you know. And
good luck.
Good luck. It's pretty much what we were doing. But I knew that would be a good thing to do, but yet and you wonder why people get stuck in these professions, and they say, why didn't they do something, you know? Why didn't you say something? And you really do. Well, you start thinking about your income and your livelihood, and you think, I don't want to mess with that.
But it's also the
pressure. It takes bold people.
Yeah.
It takes brave, bold people to come out with the truth and be willing to stand for it. I'm not saying, you know, that was me, because I didn't. You know, there's times I should have stood up more than I did during those years at the health department. There's times I should have said, I mean, I did go talk to administration, said, I don't want to be responsible for the what I know about these COVID vaccines right now. I don't want to be giving any of this out without knowing that there's informed consent. Yeah. These people know what the risks are in these. And they're like, and they were just like, well, we're giving them information on it, and we're not giving it to anybody that doesn't want it. And anyway, it takes brave people to move out of an area where they're comfortable with an income. Most doctors nowadays don't own their own practice.
Yep.
Most doctors are inside of a group where they are stuck.
But perfect. And brave is the words for Dr. Deering and also for you, Chris. And you're going to be starting to see patients. Like, we will send people down from Nutrition World that are... Social media will advertise what you do. Insurance won't pay in most cases, but I think some people could probably file for insurance repayment. I don't know those things.
Well, it's also going to be pretty reasonably priced.
But reasonably priced.
Yeah.
So
this is, and HSAs.
You will not be overwhelmed with polypharmacy. You actually have a person who you can trust, and you can say, you know what? I don't feel comfortable with that kind of drug dosage. Do you have plan B, C, or D? What do you feel about that? And you don't normally find this anywhere. And I think we've opened a whole new piece of history. I've said this before. I think we're making history. And, you know, you fell out of the heavens for me, because we were like, we don't know how to even start to look for you, and you ended up finding us. So thank you so much, Chris, for that. What's the website for the Be Well Labs at this point? Because they are open, and you're open to do the blood testing, the IVs. It will be a soft opening at this point. Within 2 to 4 weeks, we will be fully open with all of our capacities. But what is the website?
BeWellForever.org, and that's a B and a number 4.
Okay, sounds fantastic. Of course, at Nutrition World, you can always access us for more information. And our website, nutritionw.com, will be updated with all of that new info very soon. Thank you, Chris. I know you and I will be partnering over the next many, many months, and we're going to help each other.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. And it's time to take another break, guys, all three of my guy friends here. And when we come back, I have so many notes that I did not cover. I'm going to try to turbo blast through a few on the next segment. So it is time to take that break, and we're going to continue with those notes as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, Chris, and Dr. Deering, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey,
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell and the every other week guest, Dr. Kurt Deering. I got a couple notes here I've been saving. One is, you know, I don't think about it, but CPR is very important because it's every minute you lose about 10 to 20% of the chance of a person being revived if you don't do something. And I posted on Vital Health Radio's Facebook a very, very quick 2-minute little tutorial on what to do as far as a CPR. If you don't want to do the mouth thing, you do about 100, I think it's about 100 per minute of 2-inch compressions on the chest. And if, you know, if I think it's 30 to 2 if you're going to do the other. I look at the video for that. I just think it's very important to know those things. I did it once on a lady in Sears department store.
Oh, wow.
I was a police officer off duty, and she was elderly, my age now, and she was fell down in front of me, and I did the perfect amount of compressions, and I did everything exactly as I was taught in the police academy, and she died. But I did do all my best, so I'm just letting you know that.
Wow.
Wow, look at the faces over on the other side of the table.
What? She died.
Yes, she did. And, but I did everything possible. I even put my mouth on her mouth, and I did it all. Protract. Okay, we can move on to another subject now. I see I've really disturbed these two gentlemen.
If there's ever a mood killer,
I wasn't expecting that. I was like, I was waiting for this great ending.
The crescendo of the story was, I was worried, and we had lunch yesterday. No.
She died.
Okay. What do you got next for us, Ed? Moving awkwardly on.
Okay, moving awkwardly on. Yeah. Not for me. I'm not awkward at all. You guys are. I lost my appetite for a few days for about 2 to 3 weeks just due to, you know, a little additional stress more than my 4,000 pounds that I carry normally. I went to 8,000 pounds, and I hate losing appetite because one is I burn calories fast. I don't want to lose weight because I will lose muscle when I lose weight. So what did I do? Well, I tucked. As an experiment, I took the Haygood brand of the full spectrum CBD with peppermint, and I did a half an eyedropper, and I could not believe how hungry I got. And this worked almost every time I did it. There was one occasion where I did a full eyedropper twice, and I was about as energetic as one of those slugs that you see on the sidewalk in the evening that you could pour salt on if you wanted, and maybe they would die too, like everything else I touch. But the...
Did you try to do mouth to mouth?
No. And so I don't know where that's going, but
I
tell you,
I know where it's going.
Tell me, what's the name of that again? Because I think you and I have talked about
the
this
Hey
before.
Good. The Hey Good is full spectrum CBD with peppermint. I'm telling you, but I did two eyedroppers once, and I truly was so lethargic. It was wonderful if you want that, but I could barely function. But a half an eyedropper every 4 to 6 hours. I'm talking about, what if you had chemo? What if you were just sick from stomach flu? This is amazing to rebuild an appetite. What if you're 85 years old and you just don't eat much? This could help people to be healthier. Hey Goods, full spectrum CBD. I'm going to start a new segment, then we got to wind this down. I call it the Calm the Fear segment. I'm going to start that next week, and what I'm going to do is throw out a sentence, like the one next week will be, women's sake, often, I don't want to do too much protein because it might make me have bulky muscles. Well, that's just a myth, but I hear it all the time, and I want to have a concept every single week of something that someone's really fearful about and try to dig into that.
I know what I'm fearful of. You giving me CPR. I can tell you that right now. I'm scared to death of that.
I hope I don't fall over here.
Yeah, don't fall over in front of me.
Grim Reaper over here.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, you got a minute left to save this segment, Ed.
There's
no
saving. It is sinking so fast right now. It is the Titanic.
It is.
It's time to jump into a lifeboat.
I think I know where that started. your fantastic tales of wisdom and experience, sir.
It's all about intention and effort, and
you
I
tried. No, I'm not holding you accountable. Yeah. I'm just. Mm-hmm. I thought the story,
the way I built it up.
Yes.
I know it.
Yeah, I
well,
thought the.
Don't you think I kind of intentionally did that?
This is called reaping the unintended.
I doubt I've ever seen two grown men with a frozen face that
two
I just saw.
Two dudes that loved to talk had nothing to say for about 10 seconds.
No, they didn't even have expression. It was frozen faces.
Yeah, I was like. Oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to say I'm sorry or Godspeed or.
Just hope that the long distant relatives from 1976 that are listening, that were in Sears at that time, are not listening to the show, which I seriously doubt. All right, guys, that is time to take a break. We ain't coming back this time.
No,
we may never come back, actually.
No,
so that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, Dr. Deering, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, including Scott, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. We will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.